Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my colleague, Simon Constable, in the south of France. But his accent will tell you his origins are the United Kingdom. And we observe the politics there, where they do talk about politics all the time in London. Right now, the London Times is featuring a headline that Simon can help us interpret. Rwanda open to resurrecting Tory deal for Farage's deported migrants. Head spinning if you don't read the gossip every day in London. Let us begin with, who's this Farage and what has he done, Simon?
Well, Nigel Farage has moved away from being part of other parties, and he started the Reform UK party, which is on the right wing, almost overlapping a bit with some of the Conservative Party. And he wants to get rid of a lot of people who are in the UK illegally. And there is a hell of a lot of people that are there illegally. And he said this morning, I believe, if you come to the UK illegally, you will be detained and deported and never, ever allowed to stay, period. So he's making it very clear. Now, Rwanda is in Africa, and there was a deal a few years ago with the Conservative Party that Rwanda would be paid to take care of people deported from the UK and look after that in exchange for some money. And they want to Rwanda wants to resurrect that and pay, I think it was $50 million. Pounds or dollars, not sure which of that, but it's of that level of cost. And that means they're quite serious in Reform UK about getting that done as soon as possible.
The migrant story is dominating American politics because Mr. Trump's campaign was to turn out what is estimated to be more than 14 million people in the United States as of 2023 who are here without documentation. Other countries have the same challenge, and I note in the London Times, it has an article how other countries are tackling migrants, even the liberal ones. Subhead, it's not just nations with a history of strict border policing that have tightened their rules lately. Can Britain learn anything from them? What is happening in Britain, to observe from the outside, is that migrants, especially from the Mediterranean basin and the Sahel, the shores of the Sahara, are taking enormous risks with themselves and their children to cross the English Channel in rubber craft, rubber boat inflatables, wearing life vests, but really the seas out there are not friendly to anyone.
It is the most trafficked shipping zone in the world, and they tend to go at night on these rubber boats when it's very dangerous already with all the ships going by. It really must be terrifying for people doing that, and they're obviously determined to come across, but the chance of losing their life is very high. This should not be happening. If it's asylum they're seeking, they should be seeking it in France or Spain or the first place that they know that is safe, and go straight to an embassy or a government office and say, I want to claim asylum now.
The puzzle for us in America is to interpret your rules compared to ours. And the EU is no guide because they're struggling with the same problem of migration. It's a global phenomenon. We've talked about this before when it comes to the hotels, the migrant hotels that are often the center of protests in London. All of this points to how's labor doing?
Labor's doing very badly. Let me jump in here. YouGov, which is a polling organization in the UK, says 71% of potential voters think the Prime Minister, that's Keir Starmer, is handling the asylum hotel issues badly. Now, British people don't come out and say badly. unless it's really, really, really bad.
I go to a poll that the London Times is featuring this morning that supports your polling that you just read. Labour's popularity at 6-year low as Reform dominates poll. Sir Keir Starmer's government has lost more support, giving Nigel Farage's party a lead of 8 points. Now, we've got to explain, Simon, that Nigel Farage's party, I think, is 5 or 6 seats in Parliament, right? It's not more than that. He's not double dipping.
He's not double dipping, no. And he's not got a lot of people there, but he's got a lot of supporters now that he didn't have a year and a bit ago.
These are not votes. These are the polls of the British people. And Labour's popularity has reached its lowest level in 6 years, pointing to the fact that your government now is unpopular and yet has an overwhelming majority. What does that mean for the people of Britain? They're going to be ruled by unpopular people for how many years?
Well, it could be as many as almost 4 years, although the Prime Minister has the ability to have a snap election if he wants or if his team wants. There's also a lot of unhappiness within the ruling Labour Party. It is not sort of basically everyone speaking from the same book or reading from the same book. There's a lot of differences and a lot of really unhappiness with what we call backbenchers, i.e. people who don't have positions as ministers or secretaries in the government. And so I think that might crumble and you might get quite a few people leaving that over the next few months. We've already had a few do that, and I think it might come into a surge at one point, but it's going to be very weird having a government that the vast majority of voters really don't like anymore, and it's been done at record speed.
Starmer's got 165 majority, Simon. Now, you've been a member of the voting public for much longer than I have. I've never voted in UK. No one's ever overcome 165 by arguing on the floor of the parliament, because even if Starmer is unpopular to his own backbenchers, they're not going to volunteer to give up power and vote against him, are they?
No, they aren't. But at the moment, they've got a situation where they know that all that Nigel Farage has to do is near nothing. He doesn't have to say much. He doesn't have to do much. He just has to wait until the next election when he will overwhelmingly likely win, or likely overwhelmingly, whatever way you want to put it. And none of those Labour backbenchers will be happy with the prospect of that. They will know as well as you and I do that there's a chance that a lot of them are going to be unemployed in 4 years.
Britain's got an unpopular government and there's no way out. Not Simon Constable, writing for the Wall Street Journal and Barron's and other distinguished publications. He's in the south of France in paradise, observing the United Kingdom, now hobbled by an unpopular prime minister.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The lights go down, the picture fires up, and with LG, your couch becomes the front row. From late night streaming to game day watch parties, LG OLED and QNED TVs make every screen moment bigger, brighter, and easier to love. With smart features that feel effortless and sleek design that looks beautiful even when the screen is off. Because when it's LG, movie night doesn't just happen. It becomes the event. Bring the theater home with LG. See the latest OLED and QNED TVs now at LG.com.